Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It is 2:07, and we are keeping an eye on the breaking news we had at the top of the hour. We're hearing they're hearing artillery and rocket fire in southern Lebanon right now, and Josh is keeping an eye on that. And if we get an update from CBS, we will be breaking into programming, but we wanted to make sure that you had the latest on this international situation, and we want to make sure that you know the latest and what is going on. Again, they're hearing artillery and rocket fire in southern Lebanon, and we will bring you the latest on that as it develops. And I have to tell you that yesterday I went ahead and I bit the bullet. I was trying not to, because we have 5,100 streaming services at my house. We got Disney Plus. We got Amazon Prime movies. We got the Comcast with all the bells and whistles on that. We got the Hulu. We got all the YouTube Plus. We got everything. And because we scared, we have FOMO at my house. We don't want to miss anything. Netflix, we got it all. We have everything that you can think of. If there's a streaming service out there, we have it. And the one that I didn't have was the college football streaming, but I didn't need it, because I wasn't, not that I wasn't interested in college football, I wasn't interested enough to pay the extra subscription fee for games that were not being televised. I figured, you know what, I could just watch it on TV. I got the highlights. We got ESPN, we got Mike Max, we got Reggie Wilson, we got all these great sports reporters around town, Joe over at KSTP. You know, I'll just watch one of the guys that I know, or I'll see it on ESPN when after the game is over, until I start becoming a fan of Colorado. Okay, I want to see the Buffs play, right? And so I'm all the way Coach Prime, 110%. I follow him on social. I watch the games. But more importantly, I want to see the post game news conferences, because for me, that's it. That's where the magic happens. And so yesterday they played. They lost. Right. It was a friends and family weekend. I know way too much about the school. It was a friends and family weekend. The Aflac Duck was there, because, you know, that's one of the sponsors that he works with. And so the Aflac Ducks was at friends and family day for the Colorado Buffs. Right. And you know, I'm just, one of the things that I really like about Deion Sanders is the way he has motivated this team. And the way he has gotten these young athletes to buy into his system and how, you know, it's more than just about football. For a lot of these young men, he is becoming the father figure that they have never had. And then now the story's coming out about how he's been the father figure for a lot of young men. I'm watching, you know, ESPN and reading stories and, you know, a lot of, you know, Lil Wayne and so many other, you know, entertainers and athletes are saying, you know, behind the scenes for years, he was dad for them. Right. And so I'm like, how does this work? Right. Here you've got a troubled program just a year ago. Hadn't even been a full year. They won one game. You get rid of all the players. You get all new players in there. And now all of a sudden you are the hottest team in college football to the point where I'm buying subscription services so that I can watch the game and the post game. And even in the loss yesterday, that post game was the post game news conference that Coach Prime gave was still inspiring. And so I'm like, how does he do this week after week, right? How does this happen week after week where whether they win or lose, you're still inspired. You're still motivated. The message still comes. It is clear. These kids are sold out. They're working really hard. And I said, I got to talk to somebody who can break this all down for me. So I asked James Dreesen to come in. He's with Bullish Drive. He is in the studio. I can't thank you enough for being here.
Man, what's up, Shaletta? I appreciate you having me on the show today.
Well, you and I met when we were hanging out with A-Rod. We're not name dropping or bragging, but we just happened to both be hanging with A-Rod. And we sat together after, you know, hanging out with A-Rod, and we chatted long after he got in his limo and rode off into the sunset on us. But I just found out more about your business and what you do for a living, and I was so fascinated. And I thought, you know what? I need to figure out what's going on in Colorado. Mm. Why are these kids sold out? Why is the world watching? What is going on that makes this program, this coach, and this system so different than anything else out there? And I had to think about your company, what you've built, what you do, and how you analyze things like this. So tell us about Bullish Drive, and then we go all the way over to Coach Prime.
Yeah, absolutely. So Bullish Drive really came out of a vision. So I have an 11-year-old son, right? Mm-hmm. And he's an NBA fan. He loves looking at those role models and superstars. And we started recognizing a trend. So when athletes get to a certain level, they start falling into everything else that comes in with professional athletes, right? I mean, you look at players like Ja Morant. Right? Like an incredible athlete, But just getting into stuff on the other side, I'm like, man, how do we ensure that there are role models out there for kids like my son to look up to? And so just taking my journey that God's given me in athletes and music and psychology, I've been a therapist for 15 years. I'm like, there's got to be something here that I can do. And so we created Bullish Drive to work with young athletes to instill within them a mindset and just give them a foundation where they can succeed and where they can just come up and be role models of tomorrow's generation of superstars. And that's where Bullish Drive came from. And so we're very passionate about meeting with young, promising athletes and just instill them mindsets like Prime Mindset. Like
okay. And for folks who want more information, it's bullishdrive.com. Bullishdrive.com is the website. And, you know, you talk about instilling that and you got to start early. Mm-hmm. You know, it can't happen once they get the contract and once the money is there. This has to start early. How did you get a vision to start with the younger athletes?
Because that's where my strengths come from. You know, when I first started coaching, it was with junior high and high school students. And I approached it very differently. You know, I picked up a program from the bottom where it said it would be too tough. It would be too difficult. And it's exactly like what Coach Prime is doing. He's stepping in. He's instilling a different type of mindset within that organization where now other coaches around the country are gunning to take him out of the sport, out of the running. And so that's where I started. It starts young because in those areas of when you're 11, 12 years old, teenagers, you start developing your identity. And that identity is so important as you grow up and get older, because the longer you're within a certain identity, the harder it is to break away from it. And so that's why we look at young kids. That's why we want to do that. You know, the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go, so that when he is older, he shall not depart. And so that's what we strive to do. We want to try and help change, you know, narratives.
Now, how do you do that? Do you go into a school? Do you go into a program? Do you go into a little league? You know, there's some coaches out there. There's some parents out there who are thinking, this is what we need. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that I hate to see, James, is, you know, the fights between the parents and the coaches, or, you know, the parents and the referees, or the coaches and the referees. If everybody has the right mindset, then we can get to the game and the kids can have some good examples of what sportsmanship looks like, so they understand how to lose with grace and pride, and how to, you know, celebrate their opponents when they're doing a good job. So how do you do that? How does it work?
Yeah. So, I mean, like you said, we go in, we work, we partner with teams. We go into gyms, we talk with parents. I'm doing a parent coaching at the end of this month here, and then I'm working with they're called a parkour gym. So just athletes there that want to learn more about mindset. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's this very there's this balance you have to have, that sports is still an entertainment. It's still an entertainment type of thing. And so it's going to come with the drama and the emotions. And so as kids start moving up the ranks in sports, they have to also learn how to manage that and how to be on the right side of drama.
Yeah, because drama's coming. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be all rainbow and sparkle and sprinkles. You know, things are going to happen. You're going to be disappointed. But how do you handle that? And that leads us to Coach Prime. Mm-hmm. You know, it's friends and family weekend. All the celebrities are there, all the families there. And then they were right there, had a chance to win this game and lost it. Talk to me about, you just watched recently his post-game news conference.
I think the best part about Coach Prime is that he's very real. And he tries to instill this mindset. It's a difference between process and outcome. And I love that approach to things, because when you're in sports, when you're in music, there, you're going to lose sometimes. Like 80% of sports is going to suck. You're going to have to, you know, work out. You're going to have to go to practices. You're going to have to play those losing games.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the process of how to pick yourself back up and how to do it. Another thing that Coach Prime talks about, and he mentioned this in his post game yesterday, is that he recognizes where these kids are at in their development of sports. And just being able to instill like that fatherhood that you talked about. There's this great moment a couple games ago where one of his players had a huge hit, huge tackle, took off his helmet, and Coach Prime went on the field and corrected him. But he did it out of a loving place. And afterwards he said, you know what, man, I love you. And he gave him a hug right there on the field. And that type of correction is the type of fathership that we need. Right now there's just so much authoritarianism in sports, in coaching staff. There's a separation. And something that Coach Prime is very good at is he's accountable for his coaching staff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, now we got to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want you to talk to me about why Coach Prime is just taking off. I want you to be the expert. I want you to help me understand it, because Nick Saban's been winning forever. You know, there's a lot of story, you know, franchises out there. LSU, our own, you know, Gophers in Wisconsin and Michigan. But nobody's ever seen anything like this. What makes it different? It's a mindset, James says. We'll ask him about that next. It is getting hot in college football because Coach Prime is getting all the attention. And the other coaches, they got a little hateration going on. Just a tad. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I talked to my friend Steve Thompson about this, and he told me something that I had not thought about. It's not necessarily about the wins, but the recruiting. You know, all of a sudden now Nick Saban and all these other coaches, they have to go in and change their whole speech when they try to convince these young, predominantly African-American male athletes why they need to come and play with them instead of Coach Prime. That's not a speech that they had to give. That's not a strategy that they had to work on before today. James Dreesen is with me with the Bullish Drive. And James, you have to tell me, what is it about Coach Prime that makes everything so different, that is changing the game in every single way, the way he's coaching, the way he's going to be recruiting, right? Because this is just his first year. The way that athletes, young athletes are responding to him, what is so different?
Well, besides his history of athletic performance, I mean, he brings in just he changes the temperature of the room. He had this interview on 60 Minutes where he said, you know, have you ever been in a place where you're so clean that when people look at you, they have to check themselves? Right, right. And that's the mindset.
Okay. Right?
That's the mindset. He goes into a place, he has this beautiful balance of confidence, humility, and intentional execution. Right. So he comes.
Wait a minute. You going to back up on that. See, hold on. Confidence.
Confidence.
Humility.
Humility.
And intentional execution. You're going to have
That's
to break
right.
that down. You cannot pass that up. That's a whole sermon series right there. That is a whole weekend of empowerment. Break that down.
Yeah.
Okay. So we start with confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. And confidence is often confused with cockiness, but confidence is backed by experience. It's backed by action. It's backed by just proving that you can do what you're doing. And he knows what he has to do. He's been an athlete. He's been a football player, baseball player. He's been on the corporate side. You know, he's run businesses. He has two sons now playing at this high level. Like, he knows. He knows what he has to do to reach and build athletes. And because he knows what to do, he doesn't shake on his values or his vision, right? That's a big part. He says, like, I know that I was called to Colorado, and that's why any other offer, he won't go anywhere, because he knows that he's called to this place to make something of it. And that's where that confidence comes from.
Okay, now we're going to talk about humility, because people think it's cockiness. It's confidence, right? Mm-hmm. So how can you be confident and humble at the same time?
Well, we used to say humble and hungry, right? So you can be hungry like Coach Prime and also have the humility to know that you're also still growing, right? Champions know that they're always in the process of growing. There's never too many wins, too many accolades where you finally reached a place. They always want to grow. And so humility is a piece of finding people who are going to always teach you and also being accountable for your downfalls.
Okay. All right. Now, intentional execution.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the first game, he had a great interview where they were just talking about, like, how'd you react to this? How'd you react to that? How'd you react? And he's like, we didn't react. Like, we practiced for this. Like, when we walked on the field, we knew exactly what we were going to do in every single situation. And that's the intent when you're in practice. You know, we say train hard so you can play easy in our business. So when you come in to work with me, we're going to hit some things that, like, anxiety or performance or just imposter syndrome. We're going to hit those spots heavy and hard so that when you go out in real life, it's a cakewalk. It's easy. You've already done the work. Now you just have to execute intentionally with what you've practiced.
Okay. And you talk about when we work, you've got the Bullish Drive. Folks can find you on your website at bullishdrive.com. And if you weren't here in the last break, what James does, and why I was so blown away by, we met after spending the evening with A-Rod. And we sat in the lobby as A-Rod rode off into the sunset with his entourage and his limo after he was kind enough to give us some of his time.
Yeah.
And we got to know each other. And I was so blown away by your business model, where you go in and work on the mindsets of young athletes, because they got that. They got that talent. They were given that. They were born with that. There's nothing you can do except refine that. But if they don't have the right mindset, they're the John Morant.
Yep.
They're the Ocho Cinco. Mm-hmm. They're the guy who nobody wants to play with. What's the guy's name? I'm looking at his face right now, and Terrell Owens. They're the Terrell Owens. You know, where this guy is naturally gifted. He has something. His body is freakish. You can't believe that it's happening, but he can't stay out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't keep it together. And you're thinking, you're making millions of dollars. It doesn't matter how much money you make if your mind is not right. And so you start working with athletes when they are young.
Yep.
And you start helping them to strengthen their mindset. Talk to me about this business model that you've created and some of the organizations that you work with, because if you are listening and you have a little league team, or you have a peewee league, or you are, you know, the team parent, you know, you really want to get James on board with what you are doing so that your team can start being a team. It starts in your mind. It starts, you know, with the way they think about themselves as well as their teammates and their opponents. You know, they are not, you know, some of these kids are playing opponents, but they don't have their mind right, so they're playing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing against themselves. They got that imposter syndrome. They self-sabotage. So many other things are happening if they don't have the right mindset.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, we work with a lot of different groups from different ages. I've worked with the University of Minnesota's rugby team. I've worked with King of Grace's basketball team and, you know, just all these different groups of, you know, athletes. And I go in and work with them. And then on the other side, if you feel like you want a little bit more personalized, I do one-on-one coaching as well, you know, from all different ranges of athletic backgrounds.
Wow. Okay. Now, how do people find you? You know, somebody's got a star athlete, but, you know, they're from a community that didn't support them. You know, they got a star athlete, but they don't have a dad. So they haven't understood or learned how to man up, not just on the field, but in life. And the last thing I ever want to see, James, and it breaks my heart, is to see these athletes, you know, like a Big Baby Davis or Zion Williams, have all this talent. And you know, when you, and this is the thing, when you are in high school and when you are in college, the coach shields you from life. You know, he shields you from the system. The team shields you from, you know, everybody knowing your missteps. But when you get to the pros, that's when you can tell who has the integrity and the character and who does not, who has the mindset to play this game and who does not. And it doesn't matter how much talent you have. If your mind is not right, you are not going to last. You're not going to make it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to make it on the sense of being successful and a legend. Right. The legends have the mindset. The legends have the willingness to fight and push through those types of things and surround themselves in a community with coaches that, like, mental performance coaching isn't new. It just looked different. You know, Michael Jordan had a mental performance coach. Kobe Bryant had the same one. You know, Tom Brady has a team of mental performance coaches with them. Like, all these legends that made it to the next level knew that their mental health was a big piece of their ability to succeed in this environment.
Wow. And, you know, it's so funny because we look at those people. Those are the same people that we idolize, that we look up to, that we say we want to be like that. And it's so simple. It starts with calling James. It starts with your mind.
That's right.
You know, taking your game, you know, up a level, up a notch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, having that mental performance coaching from somebody like James, who is, you know, backed, you know, Bible based, you know, has the, you know, degree, has the certification, has the experience, you know, he's not pulling this out of his hat. 15 years as a therapist, got an 11-year-old son, and so many programs around the Twin Cities are trusting him with their young people to help them with their mental performance. I just can't thank you enough for answering the call. You know, you could have stayed at that little old stinky job. You know, you didn't have to leave and step out
That's
on
right.
faith and start this company so that you could get out here and help our kids. You know, you just could have kept it for your kids, and that happens. You know, but you look at the Venus and Serena. It didn't start when they were 23. It started when they were 13.
That's right.
You know, it didn't start with Tiger Woods when he was 21. It started when he was 2.
100%,
you know, it starts early and often and consistently. And so I just thank you for doing that work. And I hope that if there are coaches or team moms or referees or leagues out there who are listening to this show, who want to make sure that their kids, their athletes, their student athletes are on a firm and solid foundation, that they reach out to you. Now, how can they get in touch with you? Give us that website again.
That's www.bullishdrive.com. And there's many places on there where you can reach out to us.
Well, I thank you so much for reaching out to me and actually coming in the studio to hang out.
I love this.
Okay, so we got some pictures. We're going to put them up on social. Make sure you tag and like, and I'll make sure to tag you so folks who follow me can find you. Y'all stick around. We've got more to come.
Thank you.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.